This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Pituitary tumor surgery restores fertility for Illinois mother seeking second child. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pihakadze, MDH, PhD, GMJ News Desk, Moderate Evidence. A suburban Chicago woman successfully conceived her second child after undergoing brain surgery to remove a pituitary adenoma that was preventing ovulation, according to Medical Express. The case treated at Northwestern Medicine highlights how pituitary tumors can cause secondary infertility by disrupting hormone production essential for reproduction. Key takeaways: pituitary adenomas can cause secondary infertility by disrupting reproductive hormone regulation. Surgical removal through transsphenoidal approach can restore normal ovulation and fertility. Early diagnosis and treatment are crucial for women experiencing unexplained fertility issues after previous successful pregnancies. Study at a glance, 10 to 15% of infertility cases are caused by pituitary disorders, according to endocrinology research. Pituitary adenomas and reproductive health impact on fertility by tumor type and hormone disruption, 20%. Prolactinomas causing infertility, 50%. Non-functioning adenomas, 5. Other hormone-secreting tumors. Source: Northwestern Medicine, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Surgical success restores reproductive function. The patient underwent transsphenoidal surgery, a minimally invasive procedure that accesses the pituitary gland through the nasal cavity. Northwestern Medicine specialists successfully removed the adenoma, which had been disrupting the normal production of reproductive hormones necessary for ovulation. Following the procedure, the woman's hormone levels normalized, allowing her menstrual cycle to resume regular patterns. This restoration of pituitary function enabled successful conception within months of the surgery, demonstrating the effectiveness of targeted surgical intervention for pituitary-related infertility. Understanding pituitary adenomas and fertility. Pituitary adenomas are benign tumors that can significantly impact reproductive health by interfering with the hypothalamic-pituitary-ovarian axis. According to the National Institutes of Health, these tumors can cause infertility through multiple mechanisms, including excessive prolactin secretion or compression of normal pituitary tissue. Secondary infertility, defined as the inability to conceive after previously successful pregnancies, affects millions of women globally. The World Health Organization estimates that pituitary disorders account for a significant portion of these cases, making accurate diagnosis crucial for appropriate treatment. Clinical implications for reproductive medicine. This case underscores the importance of comprehensive endocrinological evaluation in women experiencing unexplained secondary infertility. The clinical updates in reproductive endocrinology emphasize that pituitary imaging should be considered when standard fertility assessments fail to identify obvious causes. Transsphenoidal surgery has emerged as the gold standard treatment for symptomatic pituitary adenomas, offering high success rates with minimal invasive trauma. The procedure's effectiveness in restoring fertility highlights the critical role of multidisciplinary care involving reproductive endocrinologists and neurosurgeons. Transsphenoidal surgery for pituitary adenomas demonstrates excellent outcomes for fertility restoration, with over 90% of patients experiencing normalized hormone function postoperatively. Northwestern Medicine Neurosurgery Department, Medical Express, 2026. What this for patients? Women with unexplained secondary infertility should discuss pituitary evaluation with their healthcare providers, as treatable conditions may be underlying causes. For clinicians, consider pituitary adenomas in differential diagnosis for secondary infertility, particularly when accompanied by menstrual irregularities or galactorrhea. For policymakers, ensure reproductive health coverage includes comprehensive endocrinological assessments to identify and treat pituitary-related fertility disorders. Frequently asked questions: how do pituitary tumors affect fertility? Pituitary adenomas can disrupt reproductive hormone production, particularly prolactin and gonadotropins, leading to irregular ovulation or complete cessation of menstrual cycles. This hormonal imbalance prevents successful conception, even in previously fertile women, Is transsphenoidal surgery safe for women planning pregnancy? Transsphenoidal surgery is considered safe and highly effective for treating pituitary adenomas in reproductive age women. The minimally invasive approach through the nasal cavity reduces surgical risks while preserving normal pituitary function, essential for pregnancy. How long after pituitary surgery can women try to conceive? Most women can attempt conception within 3 to 6 months after successful pituitary adenoma removal, once hormone levels normalize and regular menstrual cycles resume. Close monitoring by reproductive endocrinologists ensures optimal timing for fertility attempts. The successful outcome in this Illinois case demonstrates the transformative potential of targeted surgical intervention for pituitary-related infertility. As awareness grows about the connection between pituitary disorders and reproductive health, more women may benefit from comprehensive evaluations that identify treatable causes of secondary infertility. This case reinforces the importance of multidisciplinary approaches in reproductive medicine, offering hope to families seeking to expand through evidence-based medical interventions. Source: Brain Surgery for Pituitary Tumor Helps Illinois Mom Have Second Baby.